If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
Good morning, brains and beauty. Gugu and Fupi, how are you, sister?
Top of the morning to you, Beasting. I hope you're well.
I'm fine, thank you. Gugu, cigarette manufacturer BAT is to close. It's a last manufacturing plant in Heidelberg. Please do tell us more about that.
Oh, Beasting, this is really the end of an era if it comes to the tobacco industry in South Africa. And truth be told, despite the fact and the negative health connotations it might have, it's really contributed significantly to the growth of South Africa's economy. Now, British American Tobacco was a leading producer of various cigarettes like Dunhill, Rothmans, and many others in the South African market. And they essentially have to close one of their last remaining manufacturing plants in Heidelberg. Now, this definitely comes at significant job losses. Upwards of 1,500 jobs could be lost, not only from internal specialized staff, but also if you consider the multiplier effect from the contractors, the suppliers who actually help with employment opportunities within the local community. Now, the reasons behind this closure are quite scary because fundamentally, the British American Tobacco has raised the red flag and alarm bells around the increase in illicit cigarettes which are traded in the country. Beasting, when it comes to South Africa, it does seem as though only 25% of the market is compliant, which essentially means 3 out of every 4 cigarettes that is sold in South Africa is illegal, illegally manufactured or illegally attained. And that essentially means that it forms part of this bigger, broader criminal syndicate that typically takes place in the country. As a result of this, it's just made it less profitable for the business to operate in the country, and the competitive advantage to operate locally just doesn't make sense. So whilst they are closing their manufacturing plant, they will still be importing cigarettes that will be sold legally through South African retailers. Another key stat that we spoke to a representative of BAT on Kaya Biz last night, he highlighted the fact that they have been asking government to intervene, and largely this is through tighter and more stringent customs controls to make sure that we limit the trade and development of illicit cigarettes that are traded in the country, because more than 80% of the retail sales of cigarettes actually happens through illegal traders themselves or illegal cigarettes. So more than anything, we do need to be cognizant of this, that ultimately it's money that's going to be lost to our tax base, jobs that are lost as well, and quite frankly, the end of an industry and manufacturing plant that has been in existence for more than 50 years.
Now, shopping center Hyde Park Corner is no longer up for sale. What's happening there?
This is an interesting one because it's literally quite down the road, right, from where we are at Kaya House.
Yeah.
But Hyde Park Corner, as a shopping center, was actually going to sell a portion of its shopping mall last year to a smaller group called Millennium Equity Partners. Now, essentially, Hyde Park Corner is owned by a JSE-listed firm called Hyprop, which has been listed on the JSE for quite some time and actually owned Hyde Park Corner from as early as the 1970s. What we do understand is that this was really just a way of trying to loosen up some property as well as some earnings from the business. But it does seem as though the deal fell through from what the business describes as the buyer not fulfilling all the conditions to meet the finalization of the contract. Now, fundamentally, for you and I as consumers and maybe regulars who might frequent the shopping center, it doesn't change anything other than the fact that management at the center has already tried to change up its tenant mix. They've closed down a Pick and Pay, opened up a Checkers as well as a Checkers Hyper, and of course, just trying to make sure that they attract what they describe as foot traffic or footfall. So more people actually going to the shopping center. So in terms of corporate news and activity, doesn't really change much. The shareholding still remains in place, but does bring about an interesting realization to how difficult and tight it is to actually conclude and finalize deals within the property space. For us as shoppers, though, it's business as usual. Continuation of operations does still stay in place.
Now, lastly, Gugu, what's happening in the markets?
Markets, Beasting, we've actually had a phenomenal week so far, and it does seem as though we are closing off on the all-time highs that we started off the year on. If we do take a look at the JSE All Share Index, we will open up from 120,870 points today. Currency-wise, we are still strong, and indications show that we might actually go below 16 midway through 2025. 16.34 is where we're trading to the greenback, 21.87 to the British pound, and now 18.97 against the euro.
Ah, there you have it. Brains and Booty, the one and only Gugu Mfupi. You can catch her on Kaya Biz, which airs Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.